News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
Now we know what the threats in the Flathead were all about. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning, it's Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. It's cloudy and 38 degrees in Missoula right now. Our newscast this morning, sponsored by Diggett Excavating. They bring 30 years of excavation excellence to every job. Call 214-4292. Classes will be resuming today at Flathead Valley Public Schools that were closed after several schools received cyber threats from an unknown person. Teachers were to return yesterday. Flathead Valley Community College had their classes resume yesterday as well. The first threat was sent Wednesday to the Columbia Falls School District, and we have a portion of that threat that was published. Sheriff Chuck Curry, the Flathead County Sheriff, published part of the threat, some redacted, of course, on his Facebook page, and we have printed part of that. And it says, and I quote, this is from whoever was threatening the schools, quote, "We have prepared several win-win business proposition opportunities for your review. Columbia Falls, you will accord and satisfy one of our win-win propositions. Otherwise, we will wreak havoc on your district and your personal lives. If our letter and our proposals are ignored, we will become the cause of an immense and unfathomable amount of financial and reputational harm to your enterprise." Of course, that's just a small part of that published threat. Other threats, schools received similar threats. Investigators have not released the contents of the threats. Well, we just did, actually. Investigators believe the person hacked into the Columbia Falls School District computer and used information gained to text and email more disturbing threats to students, families, and staff. Curry says there is no information that leads investigators to believe the suspect is actually in the Flathead Valley area. Missoula police arrested 25-year-old Demetrius Howell early Sunday morning after a call came in from a concerned citizen who reported witnessing erratic driving and two people fighting in a vehicle on Brook Street. According to police spokesman Travis Welsh, the physical fight actually began with a bite.
The officers responded to the area and eventually made contact with a female in a restaurant parking lot on Brook Street who reported that her boyfriend and her had been in a fight, that at one point he had bit her on the arm and forced her into his car, and they began driving away from their residence very erratically.
The girlfriend told police that Howell was trying to intentionally hit objects with his vehicle and that she escaped from the vehicle while it was moving and ran to the restaurant parking lot for safety.
But to her and her perception, he was trying to injure them or her. At one point, they were over at the mall driving around the new construction there when she apparently felt like she had an opportunity to get away. She actually jumped out of the moving car and ran across Brook Street over to the restaurant where the officers made contact with her.
Howell faces 8 separate charges in this incident, including criminal endangerment, DUI, reckless driving, and partner or family member assault. He also added obstructing a police officer by refusing to cooperate with police and tell them his name. A summer of natural catastrophes has exposed another peril in disaster-prone states: how to pay for the rescues, repairs, and rebuilding. The combined tap from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma is expected to hit $200 billion or more. While the federal government is expected to pay most of that, the affected state and local governments have to start paying for recovery now and eventually could be on the hook for tens of millions of dollars. Florida and South Carolina, both hit by Hurricane Irma, are among the dozen or so states that don't have dedicated disaster funds and opt to cover the expenses after the fact. Experts say such pay-as-you-go disaster funding can be risky, especially if the economy starts going sour. Montana has a firefighting fund, but it was exhausted about halfway through the firefighting season. Speaking of fires, firefighting efforts on the Rice Ridge Fire near Seeley Lake are becoming easier after western Montana was graced with cooler, wet weather. Fire Information Officer Mike Cole explains how firefighters have been able to take advantage of the weather.
As soon as we got that rain and cooler temperatures, we were able to go direct on that fire and build fire line. So we do have fire line all the way around the northwest, west, south side of the fire, from Camp Creek, north of Seeley Lake, all the way around to Montour Cabin, which is right about 8 miles north of Ovando.
The fire will still burn for quite some time, but Greg Ponson's Type 1 Incident Management Team will likely yield the fire to a Type 2 or Type 3 team by the end of this week.
It's definitely a lot cooler. We can actually breathe up here, too. And you can actually tell there are mountains around Sealy Lake for the last few days. That was a big switch from when we first came. But we are in the process of downsizing. So we've been demobbing people, some to other fires in the west, some to go home. We're expecting another shot of rain here over the next couple of days.
An infrared flight on Sunday revealed the Rice Ridge fire had burned through 170,000 acres, costing taxpayers nearly $45 million. You want to get rid of your expired opioid prescription drugs, but you're 100 miles away from an official disposal drop box. What do you do? Enter the new Deterra medication disposal bags, the newest weapon in the national effort to curb opioid drug overuse and abuse. Vicki Turner is the director of the Prevention Resource Center at Montana Department of Health and Human Services. Turner said yesterday these Deterra bags are the ideal solution for rural communities with no drug drop box locations nearby.
It's a pretty cool technology. They are omnidegradable bags, and they contain an activated carbon that, when mixed with warm water, renders the pharmaceutical compounds inert and thus safe for household trash.
Turner said the Deterra bags are available in all 56 Montana counties, but there are only 100,000 bags total for the entire state.
For example, in most of our state, only half of the counties have a prescription drop box. So, for example, in Missoula, I believe there's three. But out in the outlying areas where people may not come into Missoula, they will have prescription drug disposal bags available through pharmacies, through providers, through prevention specialists to use.
I get more details by contacting your nearest health department or pharmacy. After months of hot, dry weather, the rain and temperatures dropped this past week were surprising. It felt almost as though someone pulled a switch and the hot weather went away. National Weather Service meteorologist Trent Smith said the temperature change was pretty gradual, actually, compared to other years.
It was a drastic change, but historically, no, it wasn't that big of a change. It actually took a couple of days. September 12th was a high of 90, and then on the 13th, 83, the 14th, 64, and then finally the 15th is when we actually hit the coldest temperatures of 46. So it was actually a slow progression.
Smith said the recent change in the weather is unlikely to break any records.
The lowest that Missoula has seen is 35 degrees on September 17th. So on Sunday, we got down to 35, which isn't a record for that day. I mean, it has gotten a lot colder, down to 22 degrees sent back in 1970.
One of the most pleasant changes has been the decrease in smoke pollution. Our news talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Mostly cloudy to cloudy skies today with rain across western Montana. Daytime highs will top out in the low 50s. Winds will be out of the west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Rain tonight and high elevation snow. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.